change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. We don't get fooled again. down any walls. And the future's been seen as men try to realize the simple secret of the known.
Don't you do it, baby. Yeah, don't you do it. much. Letting you go. Don't lie, you got me where you want me, baby. You won't let me go. Well, I try to do my best. Yeah, I try to do my best. Don't you do it. Don't you break my heart. Open up your eyes. Can you see I need you? Open up your heart, baby. Can you see I love you?
Don't. around, I look at my face in the mirror. I know I'm worth nothing without you. And like one and one don't make two, one and one make one. And I'm looking for that free ride to me. I'm looking for you. We'll be right back.
I'm singing this note 'cause it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune. Sets my head a reeling. I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
I'll sing my heart out to the infinite sea. We'll be right back.
I'm singing this note cause it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
Thank you. There once was a note pure and easy, playing so free like a breath rippling by. That was where the story of life first was told.
There once was a note pure and easy, playing so free like a breath rippling by. The note is eternal, I hear it, it sees me.
This is not a loop. This actually is played. It actually does make the changes of the song. A lot of people think maybe it's a loop, but it isn't at all. Piano comes in a second, thundering in. There it is. I recorded the rest of the band in stereo with the piano, live. They'll come thundering in a second. Mooney will come hurtling in, like a herd of buffalo. There he is. Brilliant. And Entwistle joins with the vocal, with Roger.
John was a lead guitar bass player. You know, he was one of the first bass players to depart from that boom, 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 boom. I think essentially, he, you know, as a musician, he was quite capable of having become a lead guitar player. He's developed this incredible style of playing.
Live guitar comes in here. Going mobile. Great example of the Who is a trio. Daughtry's gone on this, cut live, Pete playing acoustic guitar and singing, and John playing bass, Keith playing drums. So this that you're hearing now was completely live, there's no overdubs yet. And it's a really brilliant example of the energy of the band, I think. Moon's just amazing, amazing. And he's playing to an acoustic guitar and a vocal and a bass. There's Pete's vocal mic, actually. You can just hear the acoustic guitar on it. There's the acoustic guitar. Here's John. Brass synthesizer. Overdubbed by Pete later. Just a bit of colour. I've been free, the world's my home.
When I'm mobile. The story as it unfolded was about a society who had been, because of the vagaries of the modern world, because of pollution being caused mainly by people's needs to travel, to be somewhere else, had been told, you can't do that anymore. You have to stay where you are. And people have got this lust for life and adventure and colour. And been told, well, actually, the best way to go to Bali is to just get into your suit and we'll take you. Keep me moving. Over
50. Keep me moving. Synthesised guitar solo coming up. With a wah-wah pedal on. Here he comes. Keep me moving, yeah. Really unusual sound.
I didn't mind the synthesizer as a drone in the back, but I didn't like it taking over as lead instrument when we had this, what I consider to be one of the best guitarists in the world in the band. It used to frustrate me a bit.
So that, another lead guitar on this originally, which he replaced with that, which was, I thought was very good, but I'm really glad he came up with the other sound. Anyway, we didn't use that, we used this.
Got your other vocal comes in on the end, and now at the moment there's the back of Pete's guitar feedback. Now we're double tracking.
Double track from the last one.
Yeah. And it keeps thumping. Yeah.
Sounds like he was double-tracking.
Yeah.
Keith Moon, we all know about. Keith Moon's drumming was an expression of his personality and his ego and his grandiosity and his ridiculousness and his theatricality and his sense of humour. A lot of what Keith did was incredibly funny. You know, there wasn't a drum fill that he did that didn't go dum-bum, dum-bum, dum-bum. I mean, it was all that was all of them, but just different variations of that played very, very fast. You know, and sometimes dum-bum, 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 and then you fall on the floor.
True genius, what he's doing. It's incredible. Let's have a listen to this. Listen to just Keith and the vocal. And he plays the break pretty straight.
Roger sings particularly well, I think, on this track. But he does on the whole of this record. It's a lot to do with the material. He really identified, I think, with the songs particularly well. But my dreams, they are as empty. My love is vengeance that's never free.
This vocal.
Like I do, and I blame you.
This is all pretty straight R's.
No one bites back as hard on their anger. None of my pain or war can show through.
Behind Blue Eyes, for me, really speaks volumes. Yeah. And my fist clenches cracking open. You know, it just all made sense. I thought, yeah. That's the only way we used to deal with anything from the part of England where I grew up. Everything was solved with a fight. Whoever won the fight, that's the way you went. As simple as that. But obviously it didn't quite work that way in the band, and they slung me up for fighting. And the band was everything. It was my band, and it meant it was my whole life. So I had two choices, give up the fighting or give up the band. There's no choice whatsoever.
Just in the way that he can identify with it, I too can identify with it. I had to learn to control my anger. I had to find a way to deal with my pain and my frustration, you know. When I sing it my way, it's a song about a whole different kind of frustration. It's not about the repression of anger, it's about the repression of love. You know, it's about the perversion of love, about love becoming vengeful. If I swallow anything evil, put your finger down.